Are we live?
Are we live? Do we got three stripes? Do we got three guys on these thighs? I'd want to see them bounce that booty on it.
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Dude, I really, like when you said three guys, I was thinking these thighs, and then you said it and I was like, I'm out. That's all I had. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Episode
92.
I feel like we were on 92 3 weeks ago.
Then we would be on 93.
But we should be on 95.
We should be.
But we've, I know, man, I know. I see it every day in my chat. Where's the Flycast?
Where's the Flycast? Even though I went through that for 2 years while you were MIA.
94. Damn. Almost at our 10-hour stream.
10-hour stream.
It's been a while. I mean, I answer this on stream all the time, but where the Flycast? First, you were out of town for a month.
I was.
We can talk about that and whatever you were doing. Then Zinni, I think I did one with Bose, did one with Pam.
Yeah.
And I was like, these aren't going too bad. Then I was supposed to do one with Zinni, and I think I talked to Zinni like the day before, and he was like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? I was like, I don't fucking know. He was like, how do these things go?
So he chalked it?
I think so. And he told them, he was like, I don't feel good. And I was like, I just don't think he wants to do it.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I don't know. I was just going to pretty much fucking like... probably do the, if they've been on the eavesdrop, I'm assuming I'm pretty much going to talk about the same things.
Yeah.
Like, when was your first event? How did you get started?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what I was going to do, but I think Zinni was just like, dude, this could, and I understand why he might feel that way. He might be like, dude, what the fuck are we going to talk about? Like, what the fuck are me and Maniac going to talk about? And then, I guess we can just say it. We were going to have Skump on. You and Skump.
Yep.
But you had a late night around the bar sesh.
Yes.
Apparently you got hammered.
I chalked it. I chalked one.
You had to be driven home.
Well, I didn't have a car here.
Oh.
So
I thought you were just fucking blacked out.
I just didn't have a car here. And so, it wasn't the alcohol. It was, so I did a around the bar with Ronnie Dizon. He's a professional paintball player. And his drink of choice was espresso martinis. And I have since learned...
It was 8 p.m.
I have since learned that... And also, Around the Bar is presented by Center, which is also what we're talking about today. Center
today's
and Corduroy's.
Yes.
Flycast. Center. Corduroy's.
Yeah, I forgot to say it.
Go get yourself a bag and get yourself some Center. Thank you, Center, and thank you, Corduroy's. His drink of choice was espresso martini, which I have since discovered that the next person I have on whose drink of choice is espresso martini, we will only be having two, and then we will drink like six.
Then it was like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six
that's
shots of espresso.
So what you were up till?
Dog. Up till like, it had to have been like 3:34.
Yeah.
And I had my alarm set and everything. It's not like, you know, like sometimes when you sleep in, you remember hitting your alarm.
Yeah.
I don't even remember
then
it going
like, what
off.
What the fuck? How the fuck did I fall asleep?
Yeah, exactly. I don't remember my alarm
you
going off.
You just remember waking up, looking at your phone and saying, dude, hello? Missed call.
I woke up to Matt knocking on my door, my apartment door. Yeah. And Matt was here filming around the bar, and he was like, dude, I'm not going to lie. When I was walking over there, I thought, there's a possibility he might be dead. And I was damn.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But yeah, it was one of those sleeps where you wake up like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have those all the time. Just like regular. That's pretty much my mornings, actually.
That's how I wake
I
up
every
morning.
I actually had a happy dream last night, but...
Sex dream?
No.
Oh.
It was... sorta, but not really. I'll talk about it in a second.
Okay.
So you didn't show up, and then me and Seth were sitting there, and we were at
I can't believe you guys just didn't do it.
We were at the Hex quarters, and like I had questions. I was like I was thinking this is gonna be a good one, but like we were sitting there, and I was like, Seth is gonna be our biggest guest, And I was like, so I really feel like Hitch should be here and I could do it. And then like, if I pull this off, I'll get all the praise. Like this is going into my head. But then how it was set up, it was like the, just like in the, like say this is all the trophies. Like yeah. We would have did it here. And then 8 members of production were like right here because we were doing, it was like a huge content day.
Yeah.
To where like, and I was like, dude, this whole fucking room would be quiet and everyone would pretty much be judging of how I'm interviewing
Seth. I get that.
So
now.
Like if it was like,
I get why I would have done the same thing.
Cause they were all literally sitting right there. Yeah. Like, you know where your setup's right there. And then like, there's a bunch of tables, like everyone was sitting right there and it was all open. I was like, dude, I'm not sitting there. It all getting quiet. And then everyone just is listening to me like interview Seth.
Yeah. That would, I would have done
if it was something like this to where like, we're just like tucked in a corner and no one's around, then I probably would have done it.
Yeah.
Even though I do want the one with Seth to be with both of us, obviously just cause he's our biggest guest. But yeah, that's how that.
Yeah.
I thought about it and I was like, I was like, dude, I should just do it. I was like, but no. I see how they have it set up over there.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you made the right decision because that's what I would have done too.
And like Seth is just like, I don't know if he wants me saying this, but he was like, I like doing any content besides podcasts. And I was just like, dude.
Now you're in your own.
Yeah. I was like, nah, I don't know. I was like, if like, so I funny. Don't. Like clutch up in this interview. I mean, Seth, every time the camera's on, it's like even in the Optic podcast, he'll pull something out of his ass. But I was like, I don't want it to like get weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, sometimes I'm confident in my one-on-one abilities, but I just don't see myself as a podcaster. Yeah. And then last week, because it was 3 weeks straight, I think we missed. And this is, I think 4 weeks ago, I had a talk with Hex. And I was like, dude, we need some like ads or something. Like, we haven't missed a podcast. And then literally the week after that, we missed like 3 straight. And then last week we had, it was going to be me, you, Zinni. And then the production
didn't show up. Yeah, we've had a tough go of it.
So,
But we're back.
And you're back in town.
We're back. I'm back in Texas. Yeah. Arizona was very, very, very nice.
Why did you go?
Alexis and I are trying to, you know, move forward, figure out what we're going to do. So it might be split in time, not months at a time like that. But since it was the off season and like, we're all just kind of waiting for the new, you know, for the new COD season and, you know, Apex is out of season, Halo's out of season.
I need to do it now.
I was like, now's the time for me to,
would be the time.
So what I did is I drove down there and I, you know, bought a bunch of like clothes and stuff and set up a setup there and, you know, got Mace like acclimated to her
born
house.
And raised there?
She was born and raised in Chicago and then moved or, split time between Chicago and Arizona.
Is it
so now
her family's down there as well?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, her dad's side is in Chicago, her mom's side's in Arizona.
And then she has a house down there?
Yeah, so she has a house in Arizona. Her house is really, really nice. And it was a lot of fun, man. Like, it was really, really, if I could, I told her this, if I could pick up her house and move it here,
yeah.
I mean, that would be ideal. But so I got like situated and, you know, got all my, so now I can just like fly there. Mm. So like if I don't have, you know, if there's a week where, you know, we knock out the Flycast on Monday and I don't have anything else, I might just take off on Tuesday, go there from Tuesday to Saturday.
I feel like they could do that too.
Yeah.
Cause we'll have days where it's just like, we'll do two things. I mean, I don't know what it's like from the production side, but it's like sometimes we'll just do like one video Monday, two videos Tuesday, two videos Wednesday.
Right.
And it's like, how about we just do everything Monday?
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's like hell for the production team.
Yeah. They go back and forth. It's something that's always been an issue. It's like, cause it, in an ideal world, having something at 11 and then something at 12 and then something at 1 and then something at 2 and then knocking out the whole week.
Yeah.
But someone's late. Yeah. For the 11 o'clock and then the camera battery dies for the 12 and then you're like, holy shit, we're here till 5.
Yeah.
And it's just that's usually what happens.
Yeah. I don't know what the perfect situation would be, but yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Knock it out Monday, go to Arizona.
Yeah.
What were you doing over there?
You
adventures?
Know,
Or just streaming?
No, because whenever we hang out, like,
what do you do off stream is my question.
Just there. Like, what did I do there?
Like, I don't know.
I was still like working and stuff. Like, I was still like going, like getting on the meetings and stuff in the mornings. And then, but the thing is she's West Coast and Blake and George are East Coast. Technically Arizona's Mountain Time, but it's West Coast right now. West Coast time. So it's a 3-hour difference. So like Blake and George would get off at like, if they're getting off at midnight and they're like, all right, that's a good stream.
Yeah.
It's still fucking 8 p.m.
I mean, for me though, that's bedtime.
8 p.m.
Yeah. Or yeah, at least get beat in bed.
I'm used to like streaming till 2 a.m., you know?
Are you in such of like a routine of like you're in your computer chair till 2 a.m.?
Pretty much.
Even if you're not streaming? Like, would they get off and you'd be like, I guess I'll chill on my computer?
No. Like, because then she would be, it was actually really nice because she would get done working, like doing her TikToks and stuff. And by the time I got off stream, like usually when I get off stream here, I would just go to bed because it's 1 a.m. But it was 8 p.m. there. And so like, we would just like walk Mace and like,
be like normal humans.
Be like normal. It was so weird. It was like I was like living a normal life.
Have you watched her make a TikTok?
Yeah.
Is it like?
It's crazy. Because sometimes she'll come out and she'll be like, are you hungry? Because I'm starving. And she's a full demon.
Really?
Like a full, like eyes are bloodshot red, like from her contacts and stuff.
How does she do that?
She's just like mad talented at like
what's like the schedule? Like, do you know, like, oh, tomorrow I got to be Dragon Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So she does a lot of
fucking 10 a.m. She's sitting there doing it. And by 4 p.m.
Dude,
she's
she starts at 4 p.m. and she's done by like 7 p.m.
Really?
It's crazy. She's like, okay, I'm going to go film. And I'm like, all right. And then I hear she's blasting Metallica. If there's ever like hardcore rock going on in her room, I know she's painting. And so I'm just like, all right. So I'll hang out
really?
With Mace.
She just paints her face listens to it. Really?
And so she's just painting, and then she'll come out and she'll be like, okay, like, can you tell me if this transition's good? So she's hunched over at her computer,
and it's only like from
purple.
Like here up.
Yeah, yeah. Like she wears like a little like cover, and then everything from that up. It's like she's unrecognizable. So yeah, it's really, really cool. I mean, the first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? Like how? Because she's painting with her right hand, and then she's painting, like, how do you paint here?
Bro, I can't.
Like, she would have to, I think, she, I mean, she uses her other hand to, like,
when I do detail. If I do my beard sometimes, or it's like, I'll, like, and I'm looking in the mirror, I, like, can't, if it's my left, if it's right here, I can, like, line it up. But then this side, I'm like, I don't know what it is. I can't fucking do it. I just don't have the, whatever the fuck it is for that.
Yeah.
What, you've been playing Halo?
Dude.
Everyone's been playing Halo.
Yeah, Halo's a good. Tashi's probably loving it. He came into my stream yesterday.
Really?
It was like everybody's playing. Shotzi's playing. Seth's playing. Method's playing. Like,
yeah. Yesterday, I told you this before the podcast, but I was playing Fortnite with Seth yesterday, and he was like, "I'm probably never getting on this game again. I think I'm gonna back to Halo
because of the bots."
Well, no, we were playing ranked, and there aren't bots, but like it's like no build, so it's like you'll just be running. And it's just like, boom, 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 you're dead. Or it's like you'll run past the house and a team was sitting in that house and they just start lighting you up and you can't build to like stay alive and shit. And then if you go into building, it's just literal crackheads and it's not fun. So there's just like, it's hard to find a balance. And we would just like keep almost winning. We were just doing duo ranked and we would like almost win and then just like die some way at the end. And it was just like, I had his viewers coming into my chat, dude, help Seth, dude. What is some dude really pissed me off yesterday? Seth was like shooting, or I like started, we were in a porta fort and I like start just like knocking down the street so we have more vision. Seth starts shooting someone, they're over here though. So I like stop knocking at the tree. And I like start shooting, and then a dude comes up behind us, just like upper 4-4 kills us. I'm like, what the fuck? Why was he there? God damn it. I'm sick of he's fucking there. I'm just raging. I look over at my chat. So it was like, you're sitting there hitting a tree while Seth's shooting everybody. LOL. And I'm just like, I was like, dude, me hitting that tree had nothing to do with how we died or anything.
Yeah.
But you point, like, it's like I just have to help Seth. I have to just be in his backpack and like doing. I'm just, for some reason it pissed me off so bad. Even my like response to like not defend it, but it was just like my response was just bad, and it just like. Pissed me off so fucking bad. I was just like, that had nothing to do with how we died, but you just want to point out the fact that I didn't help Seth for 0.8 seconds to shoot people cross map that weren't. And it was just, I don't know, it's been frustrating. So I don't know what I'm gonna play. I don't know if I'm gonna play Halo. You're showing me clips of you playing Halo, just having the time of
just
your life.
Just so much fun.
After I'm just like verbaling it, Blake, for the last 2 years.
Yeah, Blake and George are like grinding Tarkov now.
Really?
It's the most rant. They got like super cracked into guns. Like George
like
just
off stream.
Yeah, George just bought a pistol. So like they've been going to the range and stuff. So they are like talking about guns nonstop. So Blake was like, yo, since we're so into guns right now, we should play Tarkov. Dude, they're knocking out like 8 hour days off stream.
Really?
Just the two of them in a Discord call, like it's high school again. Just going on scav runs and shit. Have you ever played Tarkov?
I don't even like know. I know.
Dude,
I've seen Damon, I think, play it.
It's an insane game. It's definitely an interesting game.
The only game I've played off stream and I don't know how long has been Valorant a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll play like
you got Val cracked for a little bit.
I'm still a little bit. I've been trying Fortnite. But I've talked about Valorant on like the last fucking six podcasts I've been on. But it's gotten to a point where I'll even play at home like two or three games and it'll just fucking ruin. Like I'll play, we'll be laying there. It'll be like 9:10 PM. And I'll be like, I'm not falling asleep. I'm going to go play like two or three games of Valorant. And I'll go down there and I'll play one. We'll lose like 14-12 in overtime.
And you're just,
I'm just trying to breathe. I'm fucking playing.
Who do you play?
I mostly Reyna. Reyna and really just mostly Reyna. Reyna, Chamber, Phoenix. I've been trying to play Breach. But I'll go down. I'm like in a good mood. So I'm like, and I tell myself before I go play, I'm like, I'm just going to like chill, have fun, like not even take it that serious. Like just try to tap some heads, like practice my calm aiming, not be going for spray. Just like boop, boop, tap heads and like have fun. Win or lose, I don't really give a fuck. I'm at a low rank. And then like get on first game I lose
30 minutes in
14-12. I'm like, there's no fucking way. And then the game's ending and someone's just like, Reyna's so bad because I'm at the top. I'll be like there'll be games I'm like 26-14 or something, and we're just getting pounded. And then someone just, Reyna's so bad, hope you D-rank. And then it cuts off, so I can't respond.
And you're just like, dude, if I had a second, if I could have responded,
I'll like Val tracker them. I'll look their like they'll be playing under like streamer mode, and then I'll check my shit, see who they were. I'll Google their name, see if it links to like Facebook or anything.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
All as I'm queuing up for the next game, and they just have no idea. Like I didn't even respond. I wasn't even really typing in chat, but they have no clue. I'm going on a fucking rampage to find them.
Oh god!
And then like,
bro,
I'm like, all right, I can't get off on that. Let me play another. I'll play another. It's the same thing. I'll play one more. And then we'll just lose like 13-2. And I want to punch something so bad, but I just can't. My girl's just like up there
asleep
in the bedroom, just like calmly watching Desperate Housewives. And I'm just downstairs. Junior's jumping up while I'm in a fight, and he's like touching my mouth. I'm just. And that's what I've noticed. I've done that a few times. But then when was it? We went out for Halloween and then obviously got drunk. Came back, slept, woke up, hungover. This was like on like a Sunday. Super hungover, and then we had to go out we had to go do like a almost like a double date fucking brunchy thing, and I was like so hungover. So I took like 2-3 shots just to like get up and make it there. Then we get there, drink some more, feeling decent, come back home, and I'm like, I'm going to play some Valorant. I was like, I feel better now. Like, I planned on just laying in bed all day. And I was like, I'm gonna play some Valorant. Like, I'm feeling pretty good. Game one, I'm just shitting. I'm just like I'm not drunk, but I'm just like confident. I don't really care. I'm not even raging. And like, I'm just playing good. Then I'm like, I sort of feel it wearing off. I take like another shot and I just continue to play. I bust out a white call. I'm playing. Next thing I know, I've been playing for like 7 hours.
Holy
and I'm playing
shit.
The best Valorant of my fucking life. Just like hungover, but also like a little tipsy. And I was playing the best Valorant, won every single game. I went from like gold 2 to plat, just winning like 8 games straight.
What the
and
fuck?
And I was just like MVP. I don't know if I was MVP every time, but it felt like it. Like, I just felt so confident and just like, I was like, I'm literally in fucking flow state
right now.
And then I don't know. That was one of the few times I've like grinded off stream.
Yeah.
And then went to sleep, woke up the next day, felt horrible, canceled content. And then, But I don't really, I just can't, I don't know. I don't grind.
Yeah, it's something about,
I
like,
I haven't found something I like.
It's something about, like, the arena shooter. I just, like, I think we're just waiting for COD. And, like, no, there aren't any good CODs out, like, playable. Yeah. Like, you can't play any good CODs besides Cold War.
I feel
but
like there needs to be something. Like, I don't feel like if I was to get on Black Ops 2 right now and just be dominating somehow, I still feel like I wouldn't feel good about it. Like, it needs to be like, oh, a lot of people are coming back and playing Black Ops 2 and I'm dominating. Like, I can't just like go back to an old game.
I get what you're saying.
Like, it won't give me any dope unless like it's popping.
Like, if you went and played Halo 3 on PC.
Yeah.
And
I'd
just
go 40 and 20.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't get anything from it.
Yeah. See, I like going back to old CODs and just putting music on and just playing.
Just chilling.
Just chilling and playing. And I think, I don't know. I don't, people were talking shit about the skill-based matchmaking. Did you play any of the beta for the COD, for the new COD?
I think I played a few games. Probably only like, actually, I think the only beta games I played were for one of our videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some people are saying that the skill base is really heavy. But I noticed it sometimes, but also, like, I was cracked the whole, like, I only used meta guns and I didn't try anything else.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, some people were, like, trying to use the shotgun or use the throwing knife and they were just getting blasted.
Skill base is the only thing I've, like, going back to Fortnite, I'm like, I'm glad this shit's here. Skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah.
But like any other time, I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, I'm good at the game and I'm just playing other, like, it's like, can I like pub stomp a little bit?
Yeah.
But like getting on Fortnite, then it's like, you'll just play shitty kids or AI bots in fucking lobbies. Yeah. I'm like, this is, I mean, it's kind of fucking boring, but this is the only time I'll probably like skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah, just because you're not playing crackheads.
Was everyone, I didn't really pay attention to whether people were hyping up the beta, but I'm assuming people think this is going to be one of the best CODs ever.
Yeah, people always say that.
Every COD, they say that. Who? People,
okay, I hear people say what you're saying right now.
I'm talking scrolling through Twitter.
Dog, I can't remember the last time someone said this COD is going to be good.
Really?
I can't remember. I cannot remember the last time. Maybe in Cold War during the beta.
I think I hear a lot of, if they do this or if they change this, this could be a really good COD. I think I see a lot of that.
Not last year.
Really?
Last year, I was like, all they have to do is change everything about the game.
And all then they have to do is make a new game.
And then it'll be good. Dude, because like, dude, the alpha for Vanguard was like atrocious, and I was like, holy shit, what is this? Like, this game is not even finished. And then whenever the MW2 beta was out, I was like, there's no way that they keep it like this. Like, there's no way that there's dead silence like that and there's no red dots. Like, they're gonna change it. And then they never changed it. So I see people say, like, oh my God, I'm so sick of COD people hyping up the next game. Dog, I haven't been excited for a COD. I think I was a little excited for Cold War because Dead Silence was back. But before that, it was the last COD I was excited for was Black Ops 4. And I'm very excited for this next COD. Like, I'm really excited.
Why?
Because they've done the bare minimum. They've added back Dead Silence, and they put Red Dots back on the map. The maps are
That's
good.
That's what's getting motherfuckers excited. Dude. Isn't that insane?
I mean, it's like the BR start kind of shit. Yeah. Like, it's the same shit where it's like, why did we go to pistols for a year? I mean, some people love pistols.
Well, there
start.
Was radar in Halo for a little bit as well. And like the first season when I played.
Oh, yeah.
There was radar. We had a assault rifle as a secondary.
Oh, my
And a pistol as our primary.
And you could...
Yeah, it was just completely...
What was that shit called?
I don't even remember
Stabilize?
What it was called. I never touched it.
What?
Like, I never did that ability. Yeah.
I think that's like what made people good.
I vetoed it. I was like, I'm not being a part of this trash. As I'm just getting pounded off the fucking just map.
Frosty's floating. Just pow, 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 yeah. Pow, and you're just...
I'm glad COD's doing the bare minimum to make people maybe play again.
But the thing is like, I think the big COD's biggest issue is there's three different developers for the same title. And they,
that's so weird.
I don't think they like
that's
each other.
Weird.
It's just a theory. I have no evidence to back this up. I don't think the developers like each
There's
other.
Probably, it probably goes deeper than that to where like, I mean, do you think they just completely work separately and it's like your turn?
I used to
or
think
is it
that.
Like, all right, you guys got to kind of do this with this COD and like, we'll
I think Sledge,
back, off,
Sledgehammer's,
back off this.
Sledgehammer's like the right? only... The only developer that'll like talk about the other development teams, like they'll add shipment into their game and they didn't make shipment. Infinity War made shipment, or like they'll add like different references from different like a Black Ops game or a Treyarch game or an Infinity Ward game. And Sledgehammer will do that. But also like, I think Sledgehammer has already released like a trailer basically talking shit about Infinity Ward. Like making fun of the fact that there's Dead Silence in the game now and there's red dots on the map. And it's like, you know, this is basically saying this is what COD's supposed to be, just completely trashing Infinity Ward's last game. So it's like, I it's so weird because we get a different game every year, but not only is it a different game, it's like different.
Like, I wonder if
like it's completely different.
Like, if one of the companies drops a COD, if like employees from the other companies are like tweeting out like
trash?
Laughing emojis or anything, and other like those employees sort of follow each other.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's what it's fucking like,
dude. The fucking oh my god, I can't believe the last game made so much money, and
I'm tired of all this shit making like. Halo Infinite was the most sold Halo ever or some shit.
Isn't it free to play?
I don't know.
I think Halo's
or maybe,
free.
Maybe it was just the most, I guess, the most played.
Maybe. I don't know.
They were bragging about that, and I was like,
you have to buy the you have to buy the campaign in Halo. Have you played the Halo campaign? Dude, you should play it. You should play it before COD comes out, like on stream or something.
Have you played it?
It's really good.
When do you play this shit?
I played it when it came out, 2 years ago.
Did you play like on stream?
Yeah, on stream. Played it on veteran. Shit is hard.
Yeah, I bet so. Yeah. Halo campaign has always been hard on like veteran and shit.
It's a fun ass campaign. It's open world. Like, so you can go anywhere. But you can also like, if you just, I like open world games, but I also like open world games when it tells me exactly where to go.
Yeah.
Because some people love like getting lost and like, that shit's too daunting for me. Uh-uh. Like, you mean I could go anywhere?
It's really just, it's open, just like World of Warcraft open?
Yeah, like it's a gigantic map and you can go anywhere.
Because Halo is usually
very linear.
Follow the path.
Yeah, very linear. Yeah. But it's not, Halo Infinite's not.
Really?
It's completely open world. It's so sick.
Because I don't really know what to play lately. And I haven't, ever since I started playing Valorant, I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if I wanted to, I could play, obviously, the new Halo, what the fuck's it, Bandit starts, have started. And it's just like,
fun.
I could have played Halo, and it's like, my viewers would have been at its best it's at for a while. But I was just like, dude, I can't, like, it's just stressful. Sometimes, fucking, like, it'll ruin my day.
Dude, Shotzi's playing, and as, like, you can play with Shotzi and shit.
I watch Shotzi play after a week, and I'm just like, yeah, that's not me. Like, I'm not on that. Like, I'm just not that. So it's like, obviously, see him having fun.
He's playing pro aids and shit.
Yeah, he's played for a week or, I mean.
Dude, I was watching him move and I was like.
Fucking grinding.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, he had, dude, the shit he does
loves
with, like, grapple and shit.
But, yeah, since I started playing Valorant, it's like, I don't really care about, I just told myself, I was like, I don't give a fuck about, like, views or. I mean, I'd like you to subscribe if you got Twitch Prime.
Dude, I would. Yes.
But I've sort of like just given up. I was like, I'm just going to like try to stream every day. I'm going to put in longer hours, but I'm going to try to enjoy what I play, interact with chat, and let's do that for a little bit.
Luckily, you got a little bit of a thing coming up in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to play?
Do you think we have a chance?
Yeah. You have a pro player on your team.
Yeah, but other teams have pro players.
Yeah, but...
As long as... I mean, can I say the name of who's on the team?
Yeah, sure.
Pomage?
Yeah.
If I think, better step it up.
I think Pam has to
Because I know
step
that motherfucker's going to be grinding.
I think Pam has
I
to
think
step
I'm
up.
Gonna, I'm going gonna, I'm gonna to be grinding the... I'm going to be grinding COD just because I will be... I will not be able to conversate with anyone in this office or be on any podcast unless I grind this COD.
That's a good thinking ahead.
And I know it's just like I have to grind this.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm going to grind because it's not like they're going to have ranked or anything. I'm just going to be playing pubs or maybe start a fucking, is game battles going to be a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe start game battles or...
Play some wagers or something.
But yeah, we got a team in a tournament coming up. I can say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pomage is on the team.
Yeah, it's like
he's gonna be fucking grinding. But I know he's gonna be grinding with snipes. And I know in the tourney he's gonna be snipe. Is it is it gonna be like respawn?
No, just search. Yeah. Because it's a creator tournament, so there's a bunch of people in the actually, no, I probably shouldn't say that. But there's a bunch of people in this tournament that I've never, like, I would never have expected. I'm really proud of the teams that for this tournament. Really proud of it.
I hope our fourth, because he's a big, like, COD sort of competitive fan.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it'll come out, he'll be grinding.
He'll grind.
But.
Especially for the prize.
If it was, yeah, that's also a reason I was like, I think I, like, need to grind this. Hopefully I can pull out some like old pro
some
gameplay
mentality.
Yeah, like bring this shit back.
Dude, do you remember the days in the Scuff House where we would just like play MWR or Ghost like tournaments? Like four tournaments.
Bro, I remember
a day.
Waking up Aaron Create. I think it was like me, you and like Pomage or something. Yeah. It was like, we need a fourth. Aaron.
He's
Bose
like,
is like, Bose ain't playing. Big T definitely ain't playing.
Yeah.
We're like, bro, we need a fourth. It starts in 10 minutes. Aaron, get the
Aaron,
fuck
get
up.
On.
What's your game battles? Go log in. We're signing up for this tournament right now.
Dude, we were
play.
Just addicted. We were addicted to getting first rounded.
Yeah.
We were addicted to throwing $10 at the wall.
And were they always search tournaments?
Always. There was no respawn.
See, there was a little bit. I just never been a fan of search for some reason. I don't know if it's like, I mean, even in Valorant a little bit, it's just like, I just want to go.
Yeah,
like,
dude. That's what.
And
that's
like, if I die, it's like, I need to respawn and like, get my, some momentum going.
Dude, that's why I couldn't do Val. It's just cause like I died and now I got to wait a minute and a half for the team. And the team, like my team barely doesn't clutch up, loses a 1v1. And I'm like, okay, now I only have pistols. I go to defend B site. Then I get hit with 9 fucking abilities and I die. And now I have to spectate again. And I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to.
Then
play
you spawn
anymore.
Again. It's your,
I don't want to play anymore.
It's your bonus round or whatever. You get guns and then they push the site across the map.
Yes.
But it's like, wait, they're backing up off the site. Do I sprint over? Do I slow walk? And then it's like, fuck it, I'll slow walk. And then by the time you get there, everyone's dead. Or you're like, I don't need to slow walk. And someone's waiting for the flank. And it's just like, in SND, I see that a little bit. I think it plays a little quicker. And you sort of don't have to worry. Like, you sort of almost know what a team's going to do. Like,
yeah.
Boom, I did. We're getting naded, flash, they're pushing over here.
Right.
And you're sort of like ready for it. But I was kind of hoping this tournament was going to be like respawn, like a best of five with respawns and search.
No,
and I was like, I'll actually be like pretty confident because I can get some like momentum going. But like search has never been my, like maybe I just got too much anxiety hiding in a corner. I'm like, is he going to come left, right, middle, left, right, in the middle? And then I'll just like, I don't know.
But
I've never felt
with Skies
that good of a search player.
Yeah, well, you're playing with Skies. With Skies on your team, he's going to bring a lot of vibes.
I am glad we got Skies.
He's a vibey guy. Yeah.
And he like won't, if I played with fucking
Bose.
Scrap or Bose.
Bose is a perfect example because Bose will tell you. Because it was supposed to be you, Bose, Pam, and your fourth.
Yeah.
But Bose was like, I can't play with people that don't play.
Yeah.
Even for that
amount
of money.
I know that about Bose, and I was like, I don't want, even when the new COD comes out, like people will be like, you're going to grind with Bose? And I was like, for one, Bose doesn't want to grind with me. Like, he's on a different level, and I get it. Like, if Halo tourney's coming, like, I'm not trying to grind with Bose. So it's like, I get it, but it's also like, I don't want to play with Bose because, like, if it's me like Bose, Study, Proofy.
Added level of pressure.
Yeah, that's just pressure. That it's like, dude, I know I'm not like that smart at this.
I talked to Bose. I was like, wait, you're not going to play? And he was like, bro, just imagine three matches in and I die and I'm watching Pam with a snipe. And I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I was like, I mean, I get it, I guess. Yeah. It makes sense.
But like Skies is, he'll be like rooting for you.
Yeah. Even Skies will be 12-1.
And he'll like tell you what to do.
Yeah.
And
that's what you need. You need someone to tell you what to do.
Yeah. That's literally what I'm going to say every fucking round. I'm going to do, but like
Skies, bro, where do I go?
Where? And I'm going to be asking him like before the tournament, like, let's tell me these calls.
Y'all
are
going to play. Do you imagine y'all four like play GBs and shit? Like really
we
grind?
Should.
Y'all should. Yeah. Y'all really should.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting to see what teams like really buy into this tournament.
I hope these other motherfuckers, because they're like already rich and they're worrying about their streams and content. It's like, go play pubs.
See,
go play pubs and go like try to get your camos. We'll be playing GBs.
Yeah.
Fucking working on strats.
See,
we'll be teaching the Pam how to use the AR.
I'm super interested in it, man. I this is probably the most proud I've ever been of a tournament because it's a month long. It's a month long tournament.
It's a month long? When does it start?
So there's 4 days of matches and you play
two. Wait, when does this start?
The 12th.
Damn.
So like really soon, like
Five
2 days,
days?
A, 2 days after the game comes out. Damn. So there's matches on the 12th, matches on the 13th, matches on the 19th, matches on the 20th.
Am I supposed to be streaming this?
Yeah. And then
because I kind of want to play from home, but like my PC has been fucking shitting the sheets lately. I don't even know if I can run OBS. But I don't want to come. I guess I could come here. I just like don't want to come here every night for 2 hours, but
yeah,
whatever. It'll be fine regardless. Take your gaming space to the next level with the Optic Gaming Beanbag by Corduroy's. This exclusive beanbag is durable, long-lasting, versatile, easily converting from a chair to a bed, making it perfect for when you need a quick nap during long gaming sessions. With Corduroy's never-go-flat design, you'll be chilling on clouds for years to come. Up your game with the Optic Gaming Beanbag, available for sale now on corduroys.com. And don't forget, you can use ShopPay to split your purchase into easily manageable payment plan. This Flycast is also brought to you by Center. Center offers all-natural hemp-derived CBD beverages with premium ingredients to help you find clarity and focus in everyday life. Products include CBD sparkling waters, ready-to-go mix CBD drink powders, and more. Center is perfect for any time of day and focused on providing healthy ways to relax, focus, and find clarity. Take a sip. Take a moment. And find your center. Use Optic 25 for 25% off your first order today.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm super excited. I love the list of players that I was able to get for this, and I'm excited to run. Like, we got a lot of production ideas for it, and we're keeping track of stats and shit. Yeah, like it's,
don't tell that to Pam.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
Just
to, he's gonna have zero plants and just kills.
Keep it.
Pam, dude, don't how tell many anyone times? But me. How many times is Pam gonna be alive?
I'm about to drop a 1.5.
Pam's gonna be last alive in the back of the spawn.
Good.
Like on, like
with like a 7 seconds left.
Yeah, just,
and it's like, bro, you gotta either lose the round but maybe get a snipe kill,
yeah,
or sprint there and die and not win. Yeah. So basically it's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
It'll be I have faith in our team because I feel like the team's going to be grinding.
Yeah. Dude, Dashy's playing with two Val. Do you know any of the Val creators? Oh shit. Have you ever heard the term Grimwall?
No.
Oh shit. Well, there's that, like, people who run Sage, like there's this guy named Grim, and he just puts walls up to get like little peek angles out of things, and people always call it a Grim wall. Grim's playing in this tournament with Dashy.
Has he ever?
I don't know if he's ever played COD before.
These are the teams I want to run into first.
You want to run into Dashy? And
I
wonder. Grim?
I need to look at the. Yeah, kind of. I mean, we got Skies. It's a team game. I ain't scared of fucking Dashy. I'm more scared of like Abizi running up on my shit.
Oh, you're scared of subs, not ARs.
Yeah, I mean, if he beams me from the back, like I'm. See, if he's just beaming my shit from the back,
if Dash is just beaming my shit from the back,
I don't mind.
Just pounding it.
But if it's like, okay, I'm about to plant, and then just Abizi jumps in, boom, boom, double kill, yay, sprint out, slide, yeah, dip, duck, dive. Dip, that's duck, the shit I can't fucking handle.
Yeah.
Like, if I was playing pro COD, I don't think, even though I've heard the FaZe guys say, I think I've heard them say, like, if they could pick up anyone, it'd be Dashy.
Yeah. I mean, Dashy is the best shot in COD history, I think. It's either him or Formal.
But best shot, is that still... How annoying is that? I mean, I'm sure it's fucking annoying.
Like, Seth was...
I want to know from a COD perspective, what's the most annoying shit to play against?
Selium, Snaky. The most annoying thing is to play against people who aren't easy to kill.
Yeah.
So, like, Cell is the hardest... Cell and Shotzi are the hardest people to kill.
Yeah.
Because they don't give you a free... Like, if they're one shot... They're gonna snake.
See, but I.
They're gonna peek and snake and fucking. And you're just like, dude.
I know from like the fan perspective, that's what it seems like. But I wonder from like a pro perspective if they're like, God, I hate playing against Shotzi. Or if they're like, bro, Shotzi's gonna overheat and he's gonna like,
yeah, I mean,
throw us a bone here or there.
It's probably game based. Wait, Bruce. Who's the most annoying player to play against? Annoying. Ant?
Really?
Yeah. Just someone besides else besides Shotzi. Ant. We were just talking about Ant. Or like, what makes a player annoying to play against? Oh, okay. So people that just do weird stuff.
So name someone besides Shotzi.
I said Selium, probably.
I said like a BZ just running up in my shit, running away. Yeah.
Okay. So what Bruce is saying is like people that are a hard kill are annoying, but like people that just play straight up and shit on you, he kind of respects it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know, but we were talking about this tournament. He said he wasn't scared of you because he's playing in it. He's playing in it too. Bruce went.
I'm more scared of. Well, if it depended on who his team was, if when I hear two Valorant players, I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
All right,
these guys can handle that.
These guys can handle both of them.
Yeah.
I'll take Bruce.
I'll take the Val player who puts walls up.
Okay.
I'll meet him on the outside. Pam, you go middle, and Skies just look over him or something.
Yeah.
Or actually, no, Pam. If Pam, like, outsnipes Dashy or something, he's going to be Even better if Pam dies getting out sniped.
Pam would be so
I don't know why it's like there's a few people where it's like I think people have relationships with. Like I think Formal gets off on me dying. And I feel like I get off on Pam dying. And it's like I don't actually wish him to do bad. But if he does, I'm like not mad. I'm actually kind of just entertained. And it's like something to sort of make fun of.
I get that.
So, I don't know. That'll be fucking fun though.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun ass tournament.
Yeah. What's the, well, have you like announced everything about it?
No, I actually have to.
Nope.
I haven't. I actually have something I need you to read after this is done. It's like a little like a.
Fucking NDA?
Announcement script. No, it's like a little like. We're making a video talking about it. So, yeah, I'm excited. We got like custom like logos for every team.
Can't
and,
believe
like,
this. We got the team name.
Y'all got the team name. Your logo is a little easier to make
because
it's already been made for 10 years.
I might have to get the squad jerseys.
Ooh.
Imagine. We did just come out with jerseys. I wonder if we have any like left over.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a jersey. Cop me a jersey.
I do have hoodies in my car.
Oh,
I brought hoodies in my car, but I was just too lazy to walk around.
Dude, I have so many hoodies. How many hoodies do you have?
So many.
I think I have 100.
All the Optic merch.
I've probably got 110 hoodies.
Bro, and literally half the reason we want to move and find like a two-bedroom is because closet space and like storage space.
Dude, and I don't have the heart to throw anything away. Like,
yeah.
Optic stuff. I'll throw other people's
shit. There's a lot of shit that
or
I'm
like
just,
donate it.
I'm too big for now, and my girl does laundry every single day, and she'll just fucking super heat, and just like everything just fucking shrinks.
Super heat.
But I appreciate that she does do the laundry. But a lot of the hoodies are just shrunk to shit. But they're still just like hanging there, and she'll be like, "No, don't get rid of them. I can wear them." And I'm just like, there are at least 85 hoodies. We
Dude,
bought a separate
so
rack.
Many.
We just bought like a big standing rack where like hoodies on top and we got hoodies on the bottom. Then in our closet, a whole section of hoodies. And then it's just like 8 boxes downstairs stuffed away full of hoodies. It's just non-fucking-stop, especially with the Optic merch.
Yeah.
I feel like we used to be like, yo, let me get that merch, or let us get... Now they just like, well, hand us a box, and it's just like, dude.
Just like, dude, where am
I
putting
this? And we're doing
a
drop every single... every 2 weeks. It's too much.
Well, they got to make money somehow in esports, and hoodies are the way to do it. Right? Hoodies are the way to do it. And watching this podcast...
Yeah, we're back.
We're back.
It's official. Let's get we gonna have a guest next week?
I think we get Seth for episode 99, yeah?
Okay.
And then 100, obviously we do the 10-hour episode.
Are we actually gonna do that?
I'm down.
All right. Can we get an individual spot for it?
Yeah, we might as well.
Or do we stream it?
Nah, I can't stream it. Because a lot of the times you say like super sexist and racist things, so we have to cut that. So we can't stream.
Could you really not stream it? I feel like that'd be an easy 4 subs.
The 10-hour. 100 viewers.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, I don't know what the fuck we would do. It's like at least
we
for
could plan it out.
For some of the podcasts, we could like...
We can plan it out. I can have a few like tier lists made, some reactions. We have the TV here.
Drinking games. All right, we could plan it out.
We can plan it out. We'll figure it out.
If any individual sponsor is interested.
Yes.
Hit us
please
up.
Hit us up. Lamborghini, maybe?
Yes. No. I do need a new car. Or I don't need a new car, but it's like... I kind of want a new car.
I'm back on the Jeep.
Should
grind.
I hit up the guy that sold you your car? Some dude hit me up. I don't know if he's frauding, but he was like, "Yo, I helped Hitch get his last 2 cars."
That's him.
He was like, "Hit me up."
Yeah, you can hit him up.
And I was like, "What exactly? Is it?"
But you also told me another deal that you might have, and you should probably go with that one too.
Did you see the picture of it that I showed you?
I almost bought that.
So you know what it looks like?
Yeah.
Why didn't you buy it?
Because he decided he didn't want to sell it anymore.
And that but was you would have bought
a
it?
A year and a half ago. Yeah, bro, I would have bought it.
It's pretty fucking sick.
It's super sick.
He did everything I want.
Yeah.
Because like you go to a dealership.
Wait, how much is he selling it for?
35.
Fucking take that.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I wish I would have done that.
Because
you
like
buy it, then we trade Jeeps.
Other Jeeps that like you just see at the dealership, they don't look like that. Like that's the shit you have to, that only he, like I would be too lazy to, it's what I want, but right. I would be like too lazy to and I wouldn't even know what do I ask for.
Yeah.
A lift and tires and
stuff. Dude, it's so expensive too.
I guess he's just like trying to get, he probably never drives it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Maybe I will
Jeep,
get it.
Jeep
do I
Brothers.
Put subwoofers in the back though?
Yes. I have a sub of mine.
Really?
Yep.
There's one?
On Limiteds, there's a subwoofer that you can put under the passenger seat and that they make it specifically for Jeeps and then you don't lose any space. So I have a subwoofer under my passenger seat and it sounds really nice. It's not like, I didn't want to put like 212s in the back.
Yeah. It's just
like, I'm 30 now, you know?
Decisions. It's either that or this like BMW M340i, which is just like it's like a sporty luxury, but not too expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm a fucking bot, so I like brand names.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's either between those two. I need to get back to him. We'll see. Maybe next podcast I'll have a new car.
Jeep Brothers.
Yeah. But,
Jeep vlogs come back.
What?
Then the Jeep vlogs come back.
It's finally the content they really want. Imagine how hyped they'd be if like we actually did start making content like that.
Speaking of vlogs.
Oh my god, that's gonna do it
for the Flycast.
Just killed our fucking vibe.
The vibes are torched.
Why don't you get in here and show them.
He's gonna be so pissed.
Be a part of that. Well, I mean, we are ending the Flycast right now. Well, we got a ping pong tournament coming up.
My favorite part about the Flycast is when it's ending.
Damn. That's fucked up.
And that's going to do it. Matt Craig, play the outro music.
Bye.